Come this way. This room will be yours. Although it's modest by our standards, compared to the squalor you humans live in, it's practically luxurious. Don't make yourself comfortable. You aren't staying here. Follow me. You will be joining me in my quarters. Distasteful as I may find the idea, it is our wedding night, and my father has made it very clear that we are to observe the traditions of the occasion. He does not care for my opinion on the matter, and I do not care for yours. You are wedded to me, bound to my service and my will. Your permission is not necessary, because you are not my equal. Whether you are royalty among humans is irrelevant. Any elf is still superior to you, let alone a full-blooded prince like myself. Can you honestly disagree? Your kind are ill-tempered and notoriously impulsive, given entirely to your fleeting emotions. Childish at best, brutal at worst. What can a pitiful being like you possibly hope for, except to belong to someone with power and understanding far beyond your own? Here we are, my chambers. Close the door behind you. Unless you'd like the guards to watch. No? Well, hear me now, girl. If you displease me tonight, if you fail to satisfy me, then not only will I allow them to observe, I will give them free rein over your body when I'm finished with you. Except, of course, for your womb. After all, your fundamental duty is to provide me with an heir. And I will certainly see to that. Now, remove your dress. Well, at least your body pleases the eye. But our women are very slight of build, delicate in their features, sophisticated, elegant beauties. But human females have an undeniable appeal. Your bodies are curved and sensuous, swollen in the hips and the chest, made to appeal to a man's basest instincts, to elicit a very primal response. There. Those undergarments were only in the way. Your breasts are fuller than I imagined under that dress. Let's see how they feel. Yes. Very nice. And look at how they stiffen at my touch. It seems your body already knows that it belongs to me. Even in this state, stripped bare, being appraised like property, you cannot help but to become aroused by my attention. My gaze burns like fire on your skin. It is only natural. You desire to please me, and rightfully so. No matter whether I am cruel or kind, because this is what you are meant for. Your singular, primitive purpose. And I can already sense your arousal. You can deny it, but you cannot ignore the sensations you feel. The pins and needles on your exposed flesh. The throbbing between your legs. The wetness of your womanhood. This is what you want, isn't it? My hand easily parting your lips, slipping into the warm depths beneath. Yes, exactly as I had thought. You're practically dripping for me. You want more. Perhaps I'll stroke this swollen little bud. Oh, she moans. That feels nice, doesn't it? Your master's touch, exploring you, stimulating you, drawing you deeper into desire. But this isn't enough, is it? You'd like to be touched inside, wouldn't you? Past this warm, wet opening, driving my fingers fully inside of you. Just like this. Oh, your breathing is getting ragged. You really are a vulgar little human, mindlessly giving into pleasure with just the slightest provocation, no restraint, no self-control. Only lust and need. And now that you're in such an obviously heated state, I'm quite certain that you will be very enthusiastic to service your prince, because you desperately want me to finish what I've started. I could see that pleading look in your eye when I removed my hand from between your thighs, but I won't give you that pleasure. You have to earn it. Now get down on your knees, human. You know what to do. This obviously isn't your first time. Not with how easily my fingers penetrated you. So this part should come quite naturally to you. Serve me with your mouth and your tongue. Do not stop until I command it. Yeah, that's the way. Very good. Oh, yes. Show me how eager you are to please your new master. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Very good, human. Oh, take your prince all the way down into your throat. Good. Oh, that's a very good human female. Oh, that's a good girl. Yeah. Yes, yes. This is a very nice look for you. Fully nude, on your knees, with my throbbing, full-blooded cock buried to the hilt between your lips. Desperately sucking and licking between each breath you take. Is this where your other partners would finish? Would they grab you by the hair and thrust your head onto their cocks as they spilled their hot cream down your willing throat? I must admit, I would enjoy that very much. Filling your mouth, letting you taste your reward for a job well done. Or perhaps pulling out and painting your pretty human face with it. But you already know what must be done. So you may stop. Now crawl across the room on your hands and knees on the floor until you reach the bedside. There, that's an obedient human girl. You're learning so quickly. Maybe I'll walk you around the palace like this sometime. Would you like that? To let everyone see how well you know your place. Or maybe you just prefer to stay in this room, waiting and exposed, so that I can take you whenever I want, wherever I want. After all, once you're already with child, I'll have all of these lovely holes to choose from, won't I? But not tonight. So get up and bend over the bed. Spread your legs nice and wide. I'm going to enter you. No resistance at all. I've never seen someone so eager to be fucked, so swollen and soaking wet. Do you want it that badly, human? I knew you would. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, you fucking human. Yes, you fucking human girl. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, you filthy, lustful little creature. What an honor this must be for you, becoming royal breeding stock. Ah. Knowing that I will fill you with my seed every night until it takes hold in your womb. Your body will grow heavy with child, but even then I will continue to use you for my own pleasure. I will take you... fuck. I will take you time after time in every way you can imagine. You are mine. You are not to climax until I do. I can feel it building in you already. Shameless little beast. If you want it so desperately, you'd better bring me to orgasm quickly. Yes! Push against your prince. Push against your prince. Ah, push against your prince. Yeah, yeah, yes. Push against me, that's it. Take me in even deeper. Filthy, filthy girl. Just like that. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, I'm reaching my limit. I'm reaching my limit. Oh, I'm going to fill you. I'm going to fill you up. I'm going to fill you up, human. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it... Oh. Ah, yes, yes, just like that. Push, push against me, push. Oh, oh. You've done well, human. I grant you permission to share my bed tonight. Can't have you walking around and wasting that precious seed, can we? And I want to have another release in the morning, of course. Or perhaps later tonight. Either way, you should rest while you have the chance.